end of the day, the Torah race on the night of Rabbi Shlomo Weisbot.
Last time's topic was, oh yes, about alternate, no, not taxi. Washing up the hot water. By the way, someone asked last time, Cash actually, which needs to be clarified, and I was excited about these magnetic cards in hotels. So is that a problem on Muxa? That's a good child attack. I've heard in the home, it's Muxa, those cards. Wow. If you're miyachadim, a pastor, someone which is a muksa machmas gufoi, you have to do a proper yichud to. You have to either do a shun and maisa or a yichud oilam. Sorry? Why is it lach the issa? Where's the key? It's a card, I'm not sure. Is this called a case lach the issa?
It's nothing.
You can touch a magnet on Shabbos? I'm not electric. You're right, it's quite. There's one more magnetic one, but it's not electric. That's the vagina. I'm talking about electrical ones. A card you put into the hotel room has an electric circuit meter. That one, you might be saying, well, maybe it's a case like this. I'll have to check out, I'm not sure. Yeah. You can get, he's right, someone told me you can get magnetic cars, that's true. Magnetic cars, much better, there's no problem with that. A magnetic car which just makes a magnet, it fits in, that's no problem with Tucker on Shabbos. The whole issue over here is when you're making a circuit, some electric circuit, so, which is very often what happens when you put these electric cars in. Don't know, I hear it. It's time maybe this case after this, sir. Possibly. Okay, we're talking about washing with hot water. So we said that since you could do it with derech heter, that was our story last time, anything which you could do with derech heter, there's no issa to ask a goy to do. So that was the case, and we're speaking about the Orcha Shabbos, that since you can wash out with cold water, it looks like it's just as effective, really. It might take a bit longer, but you can do it, even though most people wouldn't wash out with cold water. That's true. So there, someone asked last time, also for Kashi, lechera, if you could do it without that lechera,
if there's a sponge, do you have to have a non-sponge
there
that you use.
I don't know. Someone asked this last time, I don't know. I mean, because you could do it with a hand. It's not so...
No, with a non-absorbent.
Yeah, if you've got one there that's there, that's non-absorbent. That's all right. Yeah, that's definitely possible. If you've got a non-absorbent one there, one that doesn't hold the water in, that's definitely okay. The shame is you haven't got that. That's an interesting point. I don't know. If you haven't got that one there and you ask it to wash out, you can use a sponge. So that's a bit worse, unless you can see if you can wash it with your hands. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yes, so we said that he spoke out last time, the Orcha Shabbos. Just find it here. This case of where you're asking a guy to do things for you, which you can do it with that, you can do it. I've got one anyway, sure. Thank you very much. I've got one. Thank you very much. What was the sound? The sound was like washing up. Yeah, that was the sound of washing up. Yeah, so that was what we spoke about last time, yeah? So all the cases which you could do. So we said, who had in the Chora? Someone's in a hotel room on the first floor, and he wants the non-Jew to bring his supper or his lunch up to him. So the guy could take a lift. You could go in the lift, or you could go up the stairs. On the first floor, it's not so hard to walk up. So it could be the guy would take it on the walk up. That would be mutter. If you're on a fifth floor, fourth floor, somewhere there, where it's not very likely the guy is going to, what you call it, he's not going to walk up there, he's going to, what you call it, he's going to take a lift. And the chayyim, you can't ask him to do that for your Shabbos. Anything which has come up, borrow, he's going to do a malacha for your Shabbos, then you mustn't ask him to do it. We spoke about taking a person in a wheelchair, and then we finished off with this case of washing a floor. So he's talking about an extra soil, Orcha Shabbos. Orcha Shabbos says that in certain cases, washing a floor is mutter on Shabbos. Not common, but Lamosha, for example, he's talking about his case was a shul floor, based like an Essus floor. And it's a tzorich mitzvah to wash the floor with. It's very, very dirty. Let's say it's Yom Tov after Shabbos, it's been a few days, whatever it is, very dirty. There's a special hetzah of getting a sponger to do the floor, because there, issa of using a sponge is no issa schita, because it's a rubber. There's no Issa. The whole thing is Ashwin Kuma, it's a Gzeira, right? Making the floor straight. Now that doesn't really apply, but nice, that was a Gzeira, so Shmus to Shmus, Mocha Mitzvah is allowed. That's the Heter that they can use in Heter Sroll to wash the floor. Says the Orech HaShabbos that in a case like that, in a shul, and you've got a mop there, so no one told the goy to use a mop, he could use a sponger. In that case there, that's Takamusa. But at home, if you come to your house, you've got a goiter in the house, you tell the goiter to wash the floor. Now in our houses we don't have these sponges. It's not very practical to do. And therefore you're really telling her to use a mop. That is problematic.
How do you tell her to use a sponge?
If you do it, if she means it, if it's possible to use one, first you have to have one then, yeah?
And yes, if she uses it during weeks,
well. You have to have it, if she's got one, there's one there. You have to have one there. And it's got to be practical. You have to have a hole in the floor and get all the water out.
Yeah.
So it has to be a practical thing. Otherwise, you can't do this Eitzah. That's not. Otherwise, this Eitzah won't help. So it has to be that's possible for her to do in this way. Then it's mutter. Okay, that was more or less that part of the thing there. Then we spoke about what the range is. They say also another interesting point over here. And that is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The poskim build on this actually. This halacha, which you touched on in Reish Ayin Vav Siv Gimel. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Im ayo adam la'abdur shekhasa. Someone says to his servant, to his maid servant, Leilech imo lamikamer. Come with me. I want to go into the room to get something. And they light an air. To go into the room together. Afal piece of gum hamstring, even though the shibcha or the eved also needs it, because they want to go into a room, they want to go into a dark room, they've got to get something into a dark room. So the man says to the shibcha or the eved, come with me in the room, let's get something else. So both go together. So the shibcha lights the candle. So the Shulchan Aruch says that is also to do. Afal piece of gum hamstring, even though that they also need, the eved also needs it. Ain zed tzorich eni hodi. It's not called for the eni hodi. Kimon she eka ha'alicha b'shvik Yisrael. She's going with Yisrael, and therefore it's called going for Yisrael. And putting a light on for Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Dafka nocha. This expression to go with him is dafka. Avrim shalcha b'shlichus sheyelcha ba'asma. If you send a non-Jew to go into the room himself. He puts the light on for himself to light it for him. That's not called doing for eat. That means I ask the goy, I don't go with the goy. I just tell the goy, can you bring me a chair from that room? I won't mind a chair from that room. So the goy goes into the room to get a chair. It's very dark in there. He puts the light on to see where the chair is. That's called the goy doing it for himself. He wants to do me a favor.
Then you can say, I don't know.
Yeah, once the light on, well, come time now, yeah, so you can tell the goy to go in there and get a chair out. Aiki says, Chaim, once the goy's put a light on, so he did it for himself, there's no issue to be taken off from it now. The whole issue of Hanor, from when a goy does a malacha, is when he's doing it for the eat. If the goy did the malacha himself, there's no chashash to do more than the malacha for the eat. Like this case, where he puts one light on, that's it.
And you go and put a chair in the dark room.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So Chaim wants to know, can you put a chair in the dark room? You can even do that, Lechaira. You're allowed to do that. And ask the goy, Lechaira, to go and get the chair out. Obviously, it must be, it must be that the goy doesn't help what you're doing. If you do this for a few weeks, one after the other, right, then the goy knows what's going on. That's no good. It must be that the goy's doing it for himself. The goy thinks that he needs to get a chair out. And in order to get a chair, he does that. It's no problem. If he does it for him, that's called doing it for himself. That's more. That's what Mr. Will said over here. Okay. And that's our travel service. Nearly. That's another job. You ask a cleaner, or whatever it is, a goiter, to wash up the dishes in the kitchen. We said that was mutter. She goes to the kitchen. It's very dark there. She can't see. So she puts the light on and goes to see what she's doing. Again, that's mutter. Because that lighting, we look at it, we don't look at it. You know, she's washing up for the Eid, but we don't look at the light being put on us for the Eid. We look at that as being done for herself.
She
sorry?
You should ask
her
for the light.
You could say, whatever's good for you, you could tell her. Tell her, whatever's good for you, whatever's best for you, you can do it.
Then I can have an offer.
Sorry?
Then I can have an offer.
If she's doing it for herself, she's doing it better, she can wash up. When she washes up, it's easier for her to see what she's washing up, which is definitely what she's trying to do. Then, in that case, there's no problem
if she leaves it off.
And like Chaim said, you can even tell her, you know what, don't switch off, it'll be a big benefit if it stays on. That's also okay. There's no problem with that. And I say she's done it for herself. That's Mutter. That's what he says. Mr. Ruhr here. So Mamish gives this example. He's asking her to wash up the Kli Achila. So since he's not having the good hung off from the light's not for him, it's been done for her, that is Mutter to be done. Chiddush. That's right. So Erech Shabbos goes a bit further. He says, based on this heter, where is it here? One test. He says, we Kiddush actually. He believes that Yesh HaMayagim, the Mikrash of Soim Shadikah Ne'as HaMachi, they walk the koi to light a fire, put a light on. So a similar example what we're talking about over here. So what they do is a bit different, but what they do is they tell him to come along in the room, and he's got something in the room for him to eat. He's got some Dover Machol or Elishtos Mashke. He's got a food in there or a drink in the room. And if he sits there, he takes those in there, he'll be able to have it. So he brings it to the bottom of here. I'm saying Baruch HaShulchan. Shehevi the Kachay and Noegi Mim Kaim. That's what's a minik. V'chein hevi agonu chan kinyeski shlita. V'shem Markin is Yaakov. That's tightly. That what? Shekosar Agrach. Zichroini shasipali ovi. The Rav Chaim writes, because I remember all that, his father told him, Shepam shokhar hadit ez ubeis. Once they forgot to light the lights on in the house, or they lit it and the fire got blown out because of the wind. V'kor the goy, they called the goy. V'om loy atar roi tibir, do you want some beer? Oh my name, Kenya, he said, I won't mind. Which guy don't say the earth for a pound, yeah? Who's going to say no? Oh my, hey, Tishtar, he said, well, how are you going to drink in the dark? But Hindi Kazari said, he lit the light. So you even tell him, you said, the mice, oh, it's a bit dark for you here. To have the beer. But Hindi Kazari, and he lit the fire. Well, the Ashish Gomanishra is Kibos Oya. Why was this guy, a very clever guy, actually, when he went, as he went out of the room, he switched the light off. So Chazru v'Omriloi, it's all remember, it's the other thing in the Chaim. Chazru v'Omriloi, at a rate of Obi, you want another pint of beer. A second pint of beer, why not? Om Aleim, Kim, yeah, I'm quite happy. Omriloi, I'm an Echtish to the Choshev, sorry, lit the light. Ushagoma, Hachnishto, it's Omriloi, Ashom, Alta Chama, please do me a favor, don't switch off. So it's Mamish's case. So it's a very good Hechel tips in this case over here of how to get it that a goy can put a light on the Derech Heter. Rabbi Eliashu also was matter in this case as well. A similar case like this, that you put something in the room that the goy wants, so the goy sort of put a light on an altogether item. That is not a very good hecatomy. It just brings over here that there was a similar case they bring which people weren't so happy with actually, and that was that places where the goy used to bring sheikha from the shop. He used to bring beer for the Eden on Shabbos. In the town, he went to the town shop and he bought beer. I don't know why they didn't have it themselves, but he went to go and bring beer for them. The sheikh al-Kashi, and they relied on the fact that goy would also drink a bit of the beer. On that, the Maril Roi didn't like this so much because the ikka is for the Surah Yisrael. That means it's different to our case. Over here, the beer is completely for the goy. In the case of the Maril's case, where they didn't like, the goy brings a huge barrel of beer and he puts it into the, he carries it from one place to the other, he puts it into the house, it's on the top. So he said, you know, have a drink from there. That's already a bit more dodgy, that case. That's not so good because he's doing the main melacha that he's doing is carrying the beer for a very important duck is taking this, yeah? The main thing he's bringing the beer for is the Israeli. It's true he has a little bit out of it, but that's already more problematic. In this case over here, where the goy is having the beer completely to himself, you've got the room is dark, and the light's off, and you tell a goy there's a pint of beer on the table, so he's having the whole beer for himself. And it's just convenient for him to put the lights on, that's really much better. So that, Bukhari, is the answer of how to get around this problem. You need a light on in a room, and you're stuck. Bukhari, this is the answer, what to do. Bukhari. And he says, who I did, and actually, very soon he speaks about the next halacha is that a lot of these, especially in the holiday time, a lot of these places have got light sensors when you come into a building. Well, someone's in an apartment block. It's not a holiday place, there's an apartment block, and the lights go on when you come in. So, the chayre, it's problematic to go into such a block on Shabbos, because when you go in, the light goes on. So, he says over here, the light goes on. And he says it's also for Yisrael to go to the Pinyan. if he sets the light to go on when he walks in, that's the chayav problematic on Shabbos. Yes, Bazaar, Eitzah, Muas, Bazaar, okay. So you go on Eitzah, what to do? What's the solution? So 1 minute, one solution is the chayav, if there's already a light burning there. If there's already a light in the hallway burning, and the goy, when he comes in, or when you come in, you set another light on, makes it brighter, that's already much better, because that's called Tosefes Hanor. You're not really gaining much from what the non-Jew's doing, because anyway you could see where you're going without it. That's already much better. We're talking about a lot of these places, especially in today's world. I'm sort of just telling you now about how it goes, how much everything cuts out.
Every floor goes on the side.
What?
Every floor you go, the light goes on. As if there's some emergency lighting on, otherwise.
No. Doesn't have to be. Absolutely. If you've got emergency lighting, as you can see, then the chayav, that's really better. But let's say in a place where there's no lighting on, people have had this on holidays. The mice, they go to a place, there's no other lighting on. The only thing that you've got there is the chayav. When you walk in, it senses the light goes on, it lights up. So the chayav is the problem. Who's going? A block of flats. Very often a block of flats. So he says over here, the Shabbos, Yesh Bazer, Eitz Hamubas, let's see how you do. So you tell the guy, do me a favor, if you come into my flat, I've got some beer for you there. I've got a pint of beer. Yasmin es hanoch, ilech el etz ador mach, elish es mashke. Hanoch is ikonis lebinyan, atzmo. So the guy comes into the building first, Moshi. He walks in, he sets the light off, you can go on behind him. The guy carries on walking up to the first floor, sets a light off there on the first floor, or you can follow behind him.
Yeah.
You go on to the second floor where your flat is, you go into the room, you must make sure you've got a pipe of beer there, that's it. So you have to make sure there's something in the room for the guy to have that he's happy to go up those stairs for it. But it has to be realistic, this, yeah?
Since we've had the list.
What?
Told me the guard about a tip for him, I've got some whiskey for my room. Going to the lift with it. There's a difference between that and the light.
Not one. First of all, you going in the lift with him as well?
Yeah.
It's much worse. You might be doing a lot by going in the lift as well. Might make it more or less to be used. He wasn't talking about a goy coming up by himself. He wasn't talking about a goy coming up by himself.
You're behind
him. Yeah, but first of all, that's just marvel what's going on. The sensor's on already. It's already on. Much better. The lift could be, the more people going in, it could make more of a problem. But much worse when you do something. Here, the shine is the goy is doing something. You're just falling behind him. So he says that's what you can do. He'll light the light. The light goes on when he goes in this guy. And then mainly you follow in afterwards, and then he gets the pint of beer, wherever it is inside the room. That's okay. That's all right to do.
Can you give him your key? Most of these places now, if it's not that sensitive, those lights.
That was last week's share. That was the whole share about last week's electronic key, what you can do. So we said that the electronic key will help you, the same answer with the beer inside will help you for that as well. If the guy's got a reason to go into that room, he's doing it for himself. Yeah? So you can use your key. If you've got a pint of beer, you have to do something. Might as well give him a small bar of chocolate. I don't know. I'm not sure he's going to go all the way up to 4 pints.
That's it.
Tip, I don't know. Money is always worse, because you mustn't pay a guy for what he's doing. It has to be he's doing himself. Chazal didn't allow you to pay. I'm not sure about this. I understand, but I'm not sure how Chazal looked at it. Someone else has looked at it. I don't know. Could be it's okay at him. I'm not sure. A present, you can see all the examples he's giving is a beer, is mashke and oichel. He doesn't say he leaves some money inside there for him. I also would have thought it's very good. The chayav and money is always worse, because money looks like you're paying him for the job that he's doing. Even though he's not been employed by you, but it could be, it looks to what's going on over here, is that you're paying for the job. That's not so posh. Obviously, it must be the guy doesn't tell what's going on. If the guy realizes that really he's doing it for you, then you've got a problem again, yeah? He's doing it for himself, that's what he's doing. Okay, everybody, sir.